Whenever I can. And now that I've got my own program here in RBN, hey, why not? I'm hoping to sell some, maybe a Christmas album. I don't know. But there's lots to be had in those words, as to was the audio that we heard of this individual prior to this last break. And there was a lot there. The only thing, like I say, that I might find contentious is his idea where he's saying, you know, we fear that people might judge us improperly or unfairly, you know? And I think it the other way is that if Johnny comes forward, for example, and he tells you God's will is just, and clearly grunts are sacrificing their lives in Afghanistan for the escape of the 9/11 perps, some people will find that terrifying. And it's because it's true. Like, that's the thing. It's not a Johnny opinion. It's in fact the case. And to think that fathers have sacrificed their sons, mothers have sacrificed their daughters. You know, actual Americans have lost their lives due to these demon lies. And we've defended ourselves from such treachery in the past by developing laws that serve the interests of all parties, no matter what your opinion is. And it comes to very, very simple terms. You know, Hammurabi, it's 1750 BC, in fact, is Hammurabi. I've misquoted the year there, but Hammurabi's first law is that if somebody accuses somebody of a capital offense and they have no evidence, that individual should be immediately put to death. Now, that's the first law of civilization. And if we can just take a moment, of all parties, left wing, right wing, white or black, whatever, understand it serves us all well. That way we're not cheated by a George Walker Bush who tells us as a demigod, I guess, that we don't need evidence. Instead, we will sacrifice our sons and daughters blinded. And that's reality, right? So it's a very true thing, you know, and yet still we continually suffer. So as this awesome last guy was telling us, you know, people fear truth sometimes because we've built up our egos, and sometimes as a disservice because we haven't held as a bedrock the American Constitution. I want to bring those principles back, and so should you too as an American. So let's join together on something we all share. Okay, hang on everybody.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny. Yeah. If you want to join us, by all means, it's easy to do. It's 800-313-9443. So people are fearful of judgment, eh? So this is kind of a curious thing. And he suggested that, we develop a sense of self, purpose and belief in what we're doing in life is moral on our own terms, and then suddenly maybe a guy comes around and he disproves very easily that we've been living in lies that have caused the sacrifice of real lives. So it's an interesting thing. He's an interesting dilemma, and he's brought this up to suggest that this is actually partly can induce fear. People are fearful of their egos being bruised, and I have certain ideas about the Reaper, the archetype of the Grim Reaper and what it represents. Now, it's most definitely for a show maybe in the far distant future, but I've thought of the Grim Reaper, the archetype of that, representing death, but not necessarily anything painful or any real actual death, like, no longer existing, but just the death of lies that have held you confined. And again, it doesn't hurt, but I want to give you an example of this. There was an interesting caller on a Saturday program here at RBN, and I've unfortunately, I've forgotten the name of the program, but I'm just gonna play some audio from it. And it's kind of curious. I don't know. Take a listen to this.
Mark in San Francisco. Mark, thank you so much for patiently waiting. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm awesome. So what's on your mind?
Cool. I want to ask you, like, what you were born in the 80s, right? Because you refer to people as, hello, guys. What about the women?
I was born a little bit before the 80s, but...
Okay, how about ladies and gentlemen? Because, I get a kick when people say, hello, guys. And women actually respond to that. So I'm just trying
to...
Did you have a
comment about the carbon taxes or the U.S. Ignite that we're talking about?
Yeah, no, of course. There's a lot of stuff going on, as you know, but no, I'm just trying to raise your awareness. I love Republic and all that, and I listen to you guys all the time, but, like, when I hear something... People need to step up individually, and
so there's
that's
inflections.
How we're gonna grow.
there's inflections of judgment there. So I listen to it and I go, you know, he gets to, you know, I'm not picking on the guy at all. You know, I hope he continues to stay as a fan of RBN and everything. But there's something to that. You know, he's casting judgment and he gets to exercise judgment. And, you know, for me, whatever, you know, it doesn't affect my ego, but he, in fact, could be controlled. Not that he is, but other people, you know, you're mispronouncing that word and people will, not this individual, but somebody else will say, look, you're mispronouncing the word. Everybody thinks you're being a fool on that. And, I look at it differently, eh? Like, it's like people would understand what I'm saying. And then I don't want to become defensive either because I don't want to play into that game. But what's my point here? My point is that a reflection of another's judgment can often be a telltale sign of how they interact with the world. And if anybody caught what he just said there, did you catch it? Did you catch it? He said, you guys over at RBN, I love you guys. You know, well, you just said it. You just did what you said was wrong. You know, did you catch that? And then she even, you know, is there anything you really want to talk about here? But I'll play just a little bit last of that part. Maybe you missed it. But he actually says, okay, well, you know, RBN, I love you guys. And so, but you just said the word guys. And it's, you know, but I think what this is an exercise of judgment. He wants that sort of authoritarian position. I'm not defining this individual. I'm just saying that in this particular circumstance of the words that he's used, so there's a curious study of judgment in this.
Caller, Mark in San Francisco. Mark, thank you so much for Mark in San Francisco. Mark, thank you so much for patiently waiting. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm awesome. So, what's on your mind?
Cool. I want to ask you, like, what you were born in the '80s, right? Because you refer to people as "hello, guys." What about the women?
The women.
I was born a little bit before the 80s, but...
Okay, but how about ladies and gentlemen?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that that's what he's doing. He could be a good guy, and he says, oh boy, later. But I think there's a bit of relishing in this, you know, in the inflections that he's using.
I get a kick when people say, hello, guys.
And a kick, so it's like I can ascertain the world... You know, I'm exaggerating this with, you know, Alex Jones. He sees it all full spectrum. He's at the pinnacle of the spear. And when he says that, to me, it's like kind of a form of masturbation or whatever, you know, like I'm listening to where the paint he's using for his descriptions. But then we'll listen, keep continuing.
And women actually respond to that.
And there's even a judgment there to suggest that women, you know, more than half of the entire species react a certain way. Like, we all know, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm just trying
well,
to...
Did you have a
there.
Comment about the carbon taxes or the U.S. Ignite that we're talking about?
Yeah, no, of course. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, as you know, but no, I'm just trying to raise your awareness. I love Republic and all that, and I listen to you guys all the time, but like...
Listen to you guys all the time, you know? So... What's the point of the whole thing? But I think the point of the whole thing is that he gets to exercise that. And in the other caller or the other clip that we were playing on that other individual, he's talking about how people build up ideas of self and who they are. And sometimes constitutional principles rubs against them. And we see this with Alex Jones. Like he says he's a constitutionalist. I would beg to differ hugely. He's not a constitutionalist. And just saying you're a constitutionalist means squat. You have to actually defend those principles, right? When Bush tells you don't need any evidence, well, clearly we do. We can't form a conclusion in any direction. And this is what I mean about the archetype of the Antichrist, is that he steals the souls of these soldiers who are essentially weak teenagers whose physical brains actually haven't even formed in their skulls just yet. And so we do have a struggle on our hands, but I don't think it has to be painful. We just have to acknowledge that much of what is present in the Constitution of these United States standing really makes a lot of sense. And it truly would make sense to everybody concerned if we could communicate our mutual interests. So we don't have to disagree or we don't have to agree on everything except on ascertaining, you know, the facts on a certain circumstance. So we have this with Israel, right? They break a truce. Netanyahu and Perez the devil have to be arrested immediately for accessories to first-degree mass murder of our Jewish friends. Those Jewish lives that have died in these last couple of days are the direct criminal result of their actions. Now, if you look at Perez the Devil, he is very disturbing if you have the mind to listen to his words and what he presents. And there was a couple of days ago, Perez the Devil was telling us about Iran. He said, for example, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not quoting him verbatim, but he says essentially, isn't it strange that Iran says it isn't in God's interest to build nuclear weapons because you're only going to indiscriminately slaughter innocent human beings? You're going to contaminate nations with, potentially just tons and tons of radioactive fallout that is going to contaminate the region, and potentially millions of people will fall down dead as murder victims. And Iran, according to Perez the Devil, says that that would be an ungodly weapon. You wouldn't want to use that in any kind of affair because you're only going to be an enemy to creation. And then Perez goes on to say, after making that, those statements as the devil, he then goes on to say, but isn't it strange that they're building nuclear weapons? You know, so it's like, you know, he has no evidence. He just makes these demon lies up. And then people go, yeah, why? Like Anthony Schaefer on Alex Jones. Anthony Schaefer on Alex Jones tells us that Iran has two nuclear weapons. And it's just these demon lies are so in our faces that sometimes it becomes almost obscene. Like today on Press TV, at their website right now, Perez the Devil is taking, here's the name, here's the title of the news story. 3,200 children from southern Israel taken to north for a day of fun. Doesn't that sound kind of good? You don't want to scare these little kids that the nation's at war. The chances of them dying are like next to nil. And if anybody's dying, it's likely at the hand of a Zionist enemy against somebody who's Jewish, because those are their first strike targets. Remember in Lebanon, first strike targets in Lebanon were the Jewish communities. And that's a fact. You don't like the facts, they stand, you know, as documented history. But this is very interesting. It's a charity. They want, Perez the Devil wants to get some donations, and he's taken 3,200 children from southern Israel to the north for a day of fun. Now, just think about it for a bit. You know, day of fun. Well, so they're going to be brought back. Yeah, he's going to take them for a day of fun, and then they're going to be put back there, hopefully even closer to the border. Please, Hamas, Hamas, what are you doing? And that's the other demon lies. On the front page, can you believe this? On the Jerusalem Post front page on Saturday, do you know what was there? They said Iran has given Hamas these Fajr 5 missiles, and their Iron Dome shot down two of them. And then they to prove this, they give you the video. Wow. Now, Fajr 5 missiles, the smallest version of these, are more than 2,000 pounds. This is like serious weaponry. And the launcher, it's like 10 meters long. Now, they're expecting you, blinded, to just, you know, in the deep recesses of your dream state, you just figure, well, they must have dragged it through a tunnel or something. Because this is a concentration slave labor death camp. Right. They destroy the West Bank and Gaza are two different locations. But anyway, so they have the situation where they're going to take these kids. They want your money. Well, you're the nation. He's the president of the country. If you have a concern for these children, it wouldn't be a day for fun. We're all moving you over to move everybody out of the whole region. Right. These tin can rockets only go like 5 miles or less. Move everybody out. You're going to move them all back in. You see what I mean about the nature of the devil? Well, you know, he's not the devil, but he is extremely evil. He's a false accusing demon enemy who likes to kill Jews for stolen gains. And it says so right there in that title, Day of Fun. Hang on.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me swear.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Sorry about that. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny, and we're discussing all things important. So, with this Fajr 5 missile, the Jerusalem Post said, and they even have the video for it, and you go look at the video, and it's nothing of the sort. It's just a small rocket traveling across the sky. There's nothing. In fact, it's curious because the video does jiggle 2 frames before the sound actually reaches the camera of the explosion. It's just the sound of an explosion. The camera is jiggling, and there's one other frame that you just see very quickly, or it's one frame, and you can see the shape of the cloud as to where this so-called Fajr 5 missile was shot out of the sky, and there's nothing there. And then the video ends, and then you go, well, there's no evidence there. You know, and again, the nature of the satanic is to substantiate that, it would be completely blinded. There, you have nothing in the video. And if you had a 2,000-pound missile being shot out of the sky, most certainly, the guy with the camera right there would have witnessed this big explosion, and he would have been filming it, right? But it's so obscene. And this is their proof that Iran gave them Fajr 5 missile. And on Russia Today, they have they're interviewing the Israeli spokeswoman, and she's of course a Caucasian, right? She's not Semitic. None of the members of the Knesset are Semitic. I said, don't be anti-Semitic. And again, when we are faced with this satanic forces here, it should be to you, but people don't have it together yet until we can communicate on this field, you know, where all things are thought of as equal. You know, you're a Caucasian woman speaking for, you say, the Semitic peoples. You're not Semitic. None of the Knesset members, except for the one token Palestinian woman. And they're all white people. There's nothing wrong with being Caucasian, but you're not from the region, and nor are any of your ancestors, as the Kazanazis. I mean, this is almost guaranteed why Hitler's forces were called Nazis, from this same criminal mentality. Not that Hitler, for everything he was a constant criminal. I'm sure he opened doors for little old ladies. But firebombing London, for example, was a crime against innocent folks. And it was done in part, couldn't be done, actually, without the direct assistance of America. ITT was the company that provided Hitler the ability to commit that offense. That's a fact. But it's very, you know, it's right in our faces if we spend the time to think about these things, as so has been articulated on CNN. Although over the weekend they just ran specials, Jonestown, for example, don't drink the Kool-Aid. It's kind of curious. The same thing is happening with Mark Dice, I suppose. You know, he's telling Alex Jones cult members, don't drink the Tangy Tangerine. Just look at the label and wonder why there's lead there. And they say, well, it's perfectly safe. Don't worry your pretty heads about it. But, you know, I don't want to drink lead. And I don't think anybody else does either, even if it's a minute amount. And besides, how have you made these measurements? And they don't give us that. You have to know. You know, you say it's minuscule, but when and where and how and to what quantity have you made this measurement? Because you're saying it's a natural source. Well, if it's a natural source, then it's not uniform, you know, and yet they take uniform, unnatural vitamin sources. If you're going to go through all that, you know, so there's something very strange about that. And I'm not saying that Jonestown is directly connected to Alex Jones, but I don't even know why I even spun those things together, because they're not obviously connected, except for the fact, you know, it's a cult where you're not actually reasoning things out, understanding what the Constitution is, you know, where Bush tells you got no evidence, and so does Perez. You know, there's no way to ascertain whether Iran has a nuclear weapons program. You can't say one way or the other, but that they are completely cooperative with their requirements to operate a nuclear power plant. Now, Obama is implementing crippling sanctions to kill innocent souls in their nation, and he has no justification for it. He's a war crime enemy, as he is to support these war crimes against Jews by Netanyahu. Now, on CNN, I witnessed it myself. I have it videotaped. Maybe I'll play it sometime later in this week if I can take the time to sample, or it wouldn't be that difficult, actually. But there is an interview of a woman from Palestine who explains it directly, that they've broken a truce. They're the threat to Jews everywhere. And thank you very much for your time. And they'll pretend they didn't hear that, just like Alex Jones does with Greg Palast, who comes on and says it's a commie pinko con. He doesn't call them commie pinkos, and he doesn't get as solid as I do on it to say, look, there's no he does, actually. He's one of the greatest journalists of all space time here, no doubt. But, you know, he gets on Alex Jones, essentially pulls his pants down, bends over, and says, oh, you're the greatest, Alex Jones. You know, and then Alex Jones says, thank you very much for your time. And then only minutes after Greg Palast is off the stage, he says, yeah, I don't want to pick on Romney, he's just a puppet. Well, no, it's not up to you to decide. We're defending our rights here, as the Constitution dictates, and this is a crime scene. They've embezzled this cash. It's not because he's a puppet, and this is what he said about George Walker Bush, and now what he says about Obama, that he's a socialist. So what? Because he's caring for little old ladies, or so he sells, right? But that's not what he's doing, right? He's going to increase costs massively, and all the money's going to go to a bunch of corporate criminals who would rather see you die from disease. So that's fascism. It's not socialism. It's fascism. But in both cases, they can be twisted to some degree. There's no absolute. So in both cases, commie, fascist, whatever, the idea here is that somebody's being cheated. If we want to be truly patriotic lovers of freedom, we want to be treated equitably. And so we've had this depicted on CNN. They say thank you for your time. Alex Jones says thank you for your time. And yet these realities still stand as we continue to be sacrificed. So I'm going to play a little bit of an audio on the other side of these messages. Hang on, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Yeah. Woo, yeah. Over the top. Yeah, you're listening to Late Night with Johnny. You want to call me up? It's easy to do. It's 800-313-9443. So, yeah. So with Perez the Devil, everything he says is so demonically and evil. He's committed to kill innocent Jewish families. He wants to sacrifice Jews. He's an enemy to the Messiah. You know, the Messiah who demands equitable treatment for another. They break truces. Right? The guy they targeted with their pinpoint strike was what? Was the guy who just negotiated a permanent truce. Right? This is the guy they kill in Hamas. And you can be assured that they won't almost, there's a very good chance that nobody else will be harmed. But you know who they are harming with more of their precision strikes? Reporters, right? And who else? Police officers. Like I said earlier in the show. The guy, you can't just say all cops are bad. You know, they're trying to defend the community. They're not taking a political stance either way. They're not accused of doing anything bad. Like similarly with the Hamas guy they murdered. What was the allegation? He wanted peace for Jews. He wanted to save Jewish lives. It's Netanyahu. It's Perez the Devil. And Perez the Devil, he was on Canadian News Channel, I think it was CTV, and he was saying that, pardon me. He was saying that Israel does precision strikes. Yeah. Oh boy. He was saying that Israel does precision strikes, while Hamas targets all innocent children at school, right? And at school and where else? And our homes. They target all the Jews in their homes and our children at school. Well, we know why he's saying that. They don't have any precision weaponry. I mean, if they had the, you know, a millionth of the technology that Nazi Israel does against this concentration slave labor death camp, well, you can be sure, well, not necessarily, because they're controlled opposition, right? But if anybody was opposed to warfare, they would want to go after those specifically involved in breaking a truce, right? No matter what factions. Imagine it on another planet in your favorite author science fiction fantasy. You know, the individuals responsible for breaking a truce should face a death sentence so all parties are saved. There's no need. We had a truce. Why would you break a truce, right? And we know why Nazi Israelis break truces. They're subhumans. They know, as we know, if there's a truce, then people are going to say, hey, if all is right in this world, you've got to stop stealing our houses, of which they do on a routine basis. They make Jewish people starve to death in their streets to attract more charitable aid that they'll use elsewhere. The Christian Jewish Fellowship. They'll spend $60 million a year and not help anybody practically, as according to, I think it was the Jerusalem Post. That's the other thing about the Fajr 5 missile thing. It's on their front page on in Saturday's newspaper. They have no evidence. And like I say, the video, there's nothing in the video. Why wouldn't you show us this? If Nazi Israelis are going to be shooting down 2,000-pound missiles, don't you think they'd be bragging to the deepest, darkest pits of hell over it and say, look, this is why we indiscriminately slaughter them with precision strikes against reporters, against school. Oh, that's the other thing about Perez. Perez also says on Canada Today, he says, yeah, the has, maybe it was last week, actually. He says, you know, we do precision strikes, but Hamas, they're so dastardly and evil. They hide in the schools and in the hospitals. Right. So they attack hospitals. And the Great Rivero has a story on his website right now where they show the propaganda that the IDF give to their own soldiers, where they show this sign at a hospital that says, you know, the emergency ward to your left, you know, Dr. Engel over to your right, and Hamas headquarters, you know, third sublevel or whatever, like as if it's a real sign. Right. And, you know, even if they were committed to commit such dastardly acts, they certainly wouldn't put a sign on the front of the building, but they do this anyway as demon betrayers to the cause of man, to be just. And again, this is the story in all scriptures. It's not only the Holy Bible, okay? This altercation is represented eternally, and it goes back quite some distance. This is a force that's dedicated to be ungodly against all peoples, but most specifically against the Jewish cause. You know, the Jews, real Jews, believe in a Messiah. They actually do. And the Messiah's position is to treat all people fairly, right? And it's a property of all consciousness. It is of you. It is of me. It is of all things in between. It is, in fact, of alien forces that live in other galaxies. You know, if they could converse with us or if they existed, let's say, maybe I'll talk about that on another program. But again, your ego gets involved and you say, oh yeah, you're going to talk like George Norrie does. No, nothing like George Norrie. No, George Norrie is disinfo. He's not committed to the Constitution that we should all cherish. Not say we cherish, but say we got to follow probable cause. People should have a right to speak whatever they will. It's, you know, there are certain limitations, and it's generally when you utter threats against innocent others. Netanyahu's guilty war criminal enemy. So is Obama. Gaddafi is not in violation of UN Resolution 1973. This is the justification he says that gave him the right to bomb their nation more than 10,000 times, putting Al-Qaeda in power. As I said at the beginning of the show, if you're one of my new listeners, I'm not making that up. It's all over responsible newscasts on the internet, but it primarily comes initially from Associated Press, or a guy that has been working with Associated Press for almost 30 years. And it's true, man. Obama, he signed an agreement with the emir of Al-Qaeda, the top guy of Al-Qaeda. Now that bin Laden, I guess, is out of the picture, this guy is the top guy. And he prearranges an arrangement with the Obamanoids and Rasmussen, right? So Gaddafi is not in violation. He was open for elections. And despite what the congressman told us a little earlier prior to my show about how terrible Gaddafi was. No, he wasn't. What are you talking about? That's a lie, okay? Well, the history is firmly established. He didn't do any torture, and he actually arrested one individual who was responsible for such criminal misconducts that he took out immediately. And that's a documented fact also, by the way. That's before the Obama and Rasmussen committed this war crime offense. Obama has to be arrested for this. He cannot escape our judgment. You as an American citizen must be committed to these values we all share fairly. Be you Christian, be you Muslim, be you Jew, be you atheist. You know, atheists rule supreme. These rights are just like anybody else's. We can't let Obama kill all these innocent people and officially put al-Qaeda in charge. It's Bob Unruh, Associated Press. He tells you has the letter on the website. The emir of al-Qaeda, his name is Abdel Hakim Abnulaji Balaj. The letter is signed by Mustafa Muhammad Abdul Jalil. He's made it a crime in that stolen nation that warrants a crime to mention public health care, of which warrants you a life-term prison sentence, to just mention the idea of public health care, of public university, of all, many subjects that Alex Jones would forbid also, right? The same thing. Like, I'm for Alex Jones speaking freely. I'm just against him denying us the realities that Ron Paul has more are at the, in 2008, for sure, as measured in the Republican National Convention. They had an alternative Republican National Convention at the same time, same location, in the same hotel this is. More registered Republicans went to the Ron Paul rally than all the other candidates combined, right? He didn't want you to understand that. That this was a ruse from the get-go. And investigations on 9/11 were closed immediately. You know, Saddam is not in violation. Kucinich is like, you know, in his own ways, I'm sure he succeeds me in all kinds of things, right? But, you know, he's like 99% Johnny there, because he had those same principles that he was trying to tell you about also. But the TV might let him on, or Alex Jones might let him on it once every 5 years, just like he did with Greg Powell. The show's over. Thank you very much for your time. CNN has had this woman on, and we also have this guy. Listen to this. Hopefully we've got enough time to listen to a little bit of this. But this guy, too, he's on Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is all into supporting the Bush mob and Obama, and the Obama war crimes, but yet they still had this guy on. Listen to this.
Ali Abu Nima is a Palestinian-American journalist and co-founder of Electronic Intifada, an online publication about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He joins us now from Chicago. Thanks for joining us on the program. First, your reaction to this escalation in violence. Are you surprised that it's happening?
I wish I could say I was surprised, but this is an example of the kind of irrational lust for violence that we've seen repeatedly from Israel. And let's look at what happened in the past few days, because unfortunately many media outlets are misreporting it. On November 8th, Israeli occupation forces besieging Gaza made an incursion into Gaza near Khan Yunis and killed Ahmed Abu Dhaka, a 13-year-old boy who was playing football. 2 days later, Palestinian resistance fighters attacked an Israeli army patrol besieging Gaza. And Israel responded by attacking civilian neighborhoods in Gaza, killing 4 more civilians, including 2 more boys playing football. It seems that teenage boys playing football are a serious threat to Israel. In the past 24 hours, at least before the extrajudicial execution of al-Jabari this morning, Reuters reported that there had been a lull in violence. There had been an effective truce brokered by Egypt. Israel decided to shatter it by carrying out the attacks today. So the question really is why Israel has this irrational lust
to kill Jews for money. That's what they do. They, Netanyahu, Perez, and anybody else responsible in this military affair has to be taken down by the Jews and face a war crime trial death sentence. They are the principal cause for why these Jews have died, these innocent Jewish peoples. They're not committed to a just world, right? And the idea of killing children playing soccer, it's like with Cast Lead. They ask infants, Christian infants, right? Christian toddlers, the most vulnerable, and elderly Christian women, and women too besides, all gather into the city center so you'll be safe from the falling bombs. And then they burn them alive with white phosphorus. They do it on purpose. They instigate hatred. Now they capitalize on bigotry, on all those who say Jews are bad. They feed as the satanic on these voices, right? Instead of saying Netanyahu's bad because he's a crook, minimally stealing people's homes on a routine basis, and now, of course, he's a war crime offender, as they were in Lebanon. They attacked the Jewish communities. They would, in their pinpoint precision strikes, they would drop 500-pound bombs on apartments, stating, as Perez the Devil just did several days ago, you know, it could be Hezbollah. They would kill anybody and all people in ambulances. They started with ambulances, then they went to trucks, then they went to everybody in cars. So guess what? That included countless Americans. Colin Powell says, hey, this is getting crazy, this nature of Satan in our world. And sends the Navy out there to try to save what remained of Americans screaming for justice or screaming for protection. And when some of them have finally arrived at the Navy ship, they were forbidden to board unless they had $300 for every man or for every man, woman, and child of their family. If you did not have $300, Colin Powell and his friends there said your American life was worthless. The only measurement as to the value of your life, American, was how much money you had. You didn't have $300. They told you, go around the corner and be shot down dead by the Apache helicopter, paid for by the American taxpayers still way back at home in America. And they figured you're never, as an American, going to be concerned enough by demanding justice on that matter alone to think that that actually transpired. And that Nazi Israelis in their precision strikes dropped 7 million cluster dud landmines all across Lebanon in hopes and prayers to kill innocent Jewish children maybe decades from now. Innocent Jewish child walking in a field gets blown up by Nazi Israeli. They indiscriminately slaughter defenseless innocent others. They do not go after Hamas. They go after police officers. In Cast Lead, they proudly proclaim and give you the photographs to attest to this as a documented fact also. They murdered 239 police officers. That's who they targeted. They targeted infants, right? And they want us to hate Jews for it. I'll tell you, I'm the greatest Jew that's ever lived. You know why? Because I treat people fairly, or my intent is to treat people fairly. That's what it means to be Jewish. That's what it means to be Christian. That's what it means to be a Muslim. That's a fact, Jack. I'm not lying in any shape or form. That's what God would will. It's a natural process of evolution. Currently, we're devolving, though, because Nazi Israelis think that they're going to escape the clutches of the true Jew. You know, the true Jew is the same, holds the same value as the true Christian, as the true Muslim. We want justice for this matter. We want justice on 9/11. We want justice on this banking affair. We want justice in our water and our milk and our food products. And our will be done here, come hell or high water. You know, or a better world, actually, would be what I would will. I'm hoping that you would will the same also. Netanyahu only escapes here for our failures to communicate, despite the fact that CNN will put this woman on. Alex Jones will bring Greg Palast on. Alex Jones isn't going to champion Greg Palast's cry. Now, Greg Palast doesn't own reality. He's a journalist who's telling us what has transpired. That issue is our issue. It's not something that Greg Palast owns, right? Just like these issues here in this conflict, those are our friends and family, these innocent victims. The Nazi Israelis will murder anybody, but most particularly Jews. When you understand their first strike targets in Lebanon were the Jewish communities, you'll begin to wonder that this actually isn't that difficult to ascertain who the enemy here is. It's those who steal people's houses, right? They steal people's homes on a routine basis. The people in this concentration slave labor death camp are forbidden to make their world a better place because they're indiscriminately being targeted as innocent victims. Yet Perez the Devil can tell us it's only precision strikes they used when they killed those Canadians in Lebanon, when they killed those Americans in Lebanon, when they killed anybody and all people in apartment blocks, and when they killed everybody with those, and are still killing people, I'm sure, with those 7 million cluster dud landmines, right? And where did those cluster dud landmines come from? From Condoleezza Rice personally. It was Condoleezza Rice's personal act where she sent them in what she called was an emergency shipment of weaponry. She gave an emergency shipment of 7 million cluster dud landmines through Rumsfeld to Nazi Israelis, of which they covered the countryside with this, plus destroyed their infrastructure. These are crimes against us all, you know, and the whole Lebanon war was their instigation. The Cast Lead was their instigation. Who is they? This ungodly, tyrannical force that God addresses very adroitly. They're Caucasians. They're saying, don't be anti-Semite. You should, no matter who you are, even if you're partially a dysfunctional illiterate, You should be able to get that one. You know, they're saying don't be anti-Semitic. We're pro-Semitic, actually. We want to, well, we're pro-humanity is, in fact, the truth of the matter. But to be anti-Semitic would be to support their ungodly tirades against innocent folks. You know, we want to be pro-Semitic. That means we're defending the Semitic peoples of the region, of which these demonic entities or these demonic forces are clearly not of, right? They're Ashkenazis. Their last name is spelled N-A-Z-I. They break truces to kill innocent folks. I think we all can agree that we need better representation in our media affairs and in leadership, as the president is not doing what is required. He actually should be behind bars for this attack in Libya and so on. Let's get together on that. Paper ballots.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Late Night with Johnny. So, yeah, we have this situation where this person, he says he's a Jewish rabbi, right? And yet he claims anybody who wills to live free in this universe should be annihilated. All people who will to be free, right, who don't want to be living in a slave labor concentration death camp, right? He says if you don't want to live in a slave labor concentration death camp, you should be annihilated, all peoples. Of course, Jews do not want to live in a slave labor concentration death camp. So he advances the death of Jews everywhere, right, for his further financial gain. Now, he figure he escapes our clutches as a war demon enemy, because you'll get confused. Just say, well, he says he's Jewish, so I'm lost. And so this is where they get their authority, or get their power over us, I suppose it is, because people that are bigots want to blame Jews. You know, it's just like, whatever, man. You if there are lots of Jews committing criminal offenses, well, we got to track every single last one of them down. And to do that is to treat everybody fairly. So if you claim yourself a Jew, I don't care. If you're stealing somebody's house, you're a criminal. It doesn't absolve you from responsibility or accountability in a world where people are treated equitably. As Hillel, the founder of the Jewish faith, dictates when he's asked, you know, this is the founder of their faith, right? Of my faith, I should say. Your faith too, actually. Christ is a Jew, remember, right? And Allah is God. That's just the Arabic word for God, right? And Muhammad has some miraculous thoughts that are just amazing if you would pursue the knowledge that's contained within the Quran, such as telling Saudi Arabia today, God is not about walking around a rock and getting inoculated with mercury, you demons. You know, to steal our lives, they do routinely. And you're arming them, American taxpaying, dying American taxpayer. You're openly arming Qatar, Uzbekistan, man. Look it up. You know, these are the most despotic, godless enemies of creation in this moment of history. And you're arming the worst of despotic dictatorships to overthrow Assad, who was fairly democratically elected. Now, whatever reasons there are of motives, we can talk for eons if we will. We could just write, I could write endless books about it. We've got to sort of not disassociate. I mean, motives are important in prosecutions, but don't get lost on that because people will undermine our abilities to pursue justice often on that matter. But just realize CNN doesn't want to tell you that Assad was fairly democratically elected. You know, we can't allow them to continually forsaking the value of our lives here. If you want to do something better for Syria, run in their election. Or why didn't you run against Gaddafi? He was open to elections. Now we have this demonic entity that says, if you want to complain about anything now, like the thieving of $150 billion out of their banking system, you have to first get okay by the Emir of Al-Qaeda. I swear this is so. Go get the letter. They have this arrangement with Obama. Petraeus is willing to kill CIA officers. And think about the machinations on the Magic TV right now. They won't even address the issue. The whole premise of investigating Benghazi was to figure out how these Americans died. They're begging for help and none was forthcoming. Leon Panetta admits he gave the stand down orders. They can't harm Al Qaeda. They have this pre-arranged already. What if they start telling you that investigations were closed immediately by Bush and Cheney, as reported by Tim Russert on Meet the Press, interviewing Tom Daschle, who they tried to murder also? Do not let them succeed over our will to do right for ourselves. We can get this done. And it starts with one. That's you. I'm just a casual observer here. So, until tomorrow, take care. God bless. Bye.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had-